Hello, and welcome to the PeopleSearch Q3 2022 results call. Please note this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the presentation. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. I will now hand over to your hosts, Mr. Byron Nicolaides, CEO, Founder, and Chairman, George Giannetsos, CFO, and Petros Lambropoulos, Senior Director of Corporate Development, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Byron. This is our usual quarterly update, and I have with me here George, our CFO, and also Petros, our Senior Corporate Development Director. You have received the presentation, and now we are at page three. The agenda is similar like the previous times, so that you can compare it, the key highlights, the business overview, an update on the financials, and of course, at the end, Q&A session, answering your questions. Moving on to slide number four. We had a good Q3. Our revenue was at 25 million, which was approximately 35% up versus Q3 2021. The LTM September was at 102 million pounds, which was approximately +7% versus LTM June 2022. If we break this into two business lines, the Business & IT LTM was up at 6%, and the Languages LTM was up at around 12.6%. In total, 87 million and 15 million, adding to 102.9 million. On the adjusted EBITDA, Q3 was at 15 million, 28% up versus Q3 2021. LTM September 2022 was at 68 million, +4.6% versus LTM June. The margin was at 66% versus 68% in LTM June. Including the expected synergies, the LTM September 2022 pro forma EBITDA is at 71 million. The net debt on September 2022 was at 233 million, with 33 million cash versus 24 million versus 27 million as of June 30. You should have here into consideration that on 15th of September, we paid approximately 7.5 million, which was the interest on our bond. The net debt over pro forma EBITDA September versus June was at 3.3x versus 3.2x, and this is due to FX change in favor of the euro-pound rate, net around 10-12 million, plus the interest payment. On the commercial highlights, we had the best performing nine months so far. Business & IT revenue versus the previous nine months was +36%, and Language was +55%. We had the expansion of software development product suite through acquisitions of QOI certification, and also we completed Axcelis integration and initial transformation plans 12 months ahead of schedule. It's not necessarily commercial, but here probably would add also the upgrade from Fitch of PeopleCert Bond and the PeopleCert entity as well, in an environment where most organizations are either stable or downgraded. This was something that we felt very, very proud that we managed to do this. Moving on slide number six. Again, you can see the global outreach of PeopleCert. We keep delivering exams on over 200 countries every year. Literally, there is no place where we've not delivered exams. And for a further analysis, we go to slide number seven. If we look to the boxes on the right side, the revenue is at 103 million. EBITDA at 71 million. This is LTM September 2022. The EBITDA margin at 69%. All this is pro forma LTM, with approximately 89% cash conversion. Net debt to EBITDA is at 3.3x over pro forma EBITDA, and we conducted close to 750,000 exams. If we look to the charts on the bottom, on the left side, you can see that exams right now are further reduced and the others are increasing. Exams are 71%, and with content at 10% and online proctoring at 10%. This is a healthy development that shows that the other services and the other side products that we have on the exams are increasing as per our expectations. On the second pie chart, you can see on the product side, the languages also increasing significantly. Now it's at 17%, which is quite healthy. We have three healthy legs, and it's growing at a faster rate, the languages. On the geography side, you can see also something new. You can see the countries, but versus previously, we have added China. China is growing very fast for us, and we have high plans for China, and now it's at 7%. Was not there. On the top right pie chart, you can see again a healthy development that B2C from 8%-9% it was previously, gradually right now it's at 12%. It's going up, and it's a healthy development. Moving on to slide number eight. Those are the standard credit highlights for PeopleCert. They have not changed. We're not going to spend too much time on those, but I would say that it's still very good tailwind on our business. People are about skills and certification, education, technology, and this is positive. It's a growing market. We are taking advantage of this because we are global, diversified, and vertically integrated. PeopleCert does not have external dependencies. We are in a business because certification, which is partially regulated and has high barriers to entry by brand recognition, the IP, the qualifications that include here the regulation, permission from regulators to operate, and the technology platform. We have a very diversified client base and entrenched end users, training organizations. The corporates, if they start using our products, they are stick to this. It's very difficult to change the best practice frameworks. As a result of the completed merger with Axellos, we are not anymore an examinations organization, but we are an IP powerhouse, and this is showing already. You can see that we have the content 10% already, which is the books. Then we are preparing also other IP-related revenues. There is unique combination of PeopleCert about growth, profitability, and cash generation, and you can see this in our results. Of course, we have a team that's around more than 10 years. Some of the team, management team is 20 years, so are fully committed, and this is the team that delivered the results so far. Moving to page number 10, the evolution of financials. I'm passing this to our CFO, George, to continue the presentation. George?
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you all. Starting from slide number 10, we can notice that we reached an all-time high exam volume of almost 750,000 exams, which is 62% higher versus LTM March 2021. This helped both our revenue and EBITDA to grow really fast, 43% up revenue and 55% up our adjusted EBITDA. In return, this is resulting to a healthy cash flow generation. Our free cash flow generation was at 60 million. Our CapEx for the examined period reached 8 million in total, which represents 8% of our revenue. This is in line with our historical KPIs. Moving on to slide 11. In the left-hand side, we can see the quarterly financials. As we have already discussed earlier, our revenue was up 35%, our adjusted EBITDA 32%, and our prices were also higher, mainly driven from the positive foreign exchange translation of our USD-denominated sales. On the exam volume part, we can see that we experienced a slight decrease compared to same period last year. The big picture remains unchanged, as in the right-hand side of the chart, we can see that the LTM financials are growing in a healthy pace, 43% up the revenue compared to March 2021, and 26% up versus last December. Same applies for adjusted EBITDA with or without synergies in the pro forma EBITDA line. In the price evolution, we can see that our prices are remaining stable throughout the examined period, and this is a very healthy sign that indicates that our growth is driven not by price evolution, but mainly by exam volume evolution. Moving on to slide 12, we have a quick update on synergies. In the right side of the table, we can see our projected full year 2022 revenues, revenue synergies and cost synergies and total synergies. In the middle of this table, we can see the year-to-date progress. As we can see, we are on track to achieve our full year target as promised. Moving on to the next slide number 13, we are discussing a bit capital structure. Our cash increased despite the payment of the interest on September. The translation of the 300 million euros in pounds is 10 million higher due to the pound devaluation compared to euro. Despite that, our net debt decreased from 238 to 233, and this helped our debt to adjusted EBITDA to reach 3.4x, while the pro forma EBITDA, which includes the projected synergies, is at 3.3. This improvement is obvious in slide 14. As you can see, back in March 2021, we started from 5.4x net debt to adjusted EBITDA, and now we are 2 full points lower at 3.4. In the next slide 15, we are discussing the inflation impact and the Ukraine war impact. On the revenue side, we have made no upward adjustments on our exam prices in 2022. On the cost side, we experienced a minor inflation impact, mainly on energy, utilities, and travel, but this was not significant since all these three categories are less than 5% of our total OpEx. The situation on the Ukraine war remains the same as in the previous quarter. We are not operating in Russia and Belarus, and the expected impact in our sales is in the range of 0.3%. Finally, the next three slides, 16, 17, and 18, have the consolidated numbers for the Wisdom Limited, cash flow, profit and loss account, and balance sheet. Of course, we released an extended press release describing and explaining all the variances and the differences that are coming up through these statements. This concludes our presentation for today, and we are ready to answer your questions.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question or make a contribution, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from the line of Christian Wild of Fidelity International. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much for the opportunity. Just on page 11, I was wondering if you can give us a little bit of guidance on the seasonal trend, you know, short to medium term outlook for the number of exams. You mentioned slight variation, slight year-on-year decline in Q3, pretty strong LTM trend. So I was trying to figure out what is seasonality, what is, let's say, less normal, and what would be a good indication of underlying organic growth for the number of exams, especially for ITIL and PRINCE2.
Yes, as we already mentioned, Q3 was strong, but less strong than expected. The reason was that July and August were not as strong as we had planned, but the trend changed in the coming months, and September, October and November year to date are performing much better compared to previous year, and therefore we believe that the trend you are noticing in the right hand side of the chart for the LTM figures will continue until the year end.
There is one also, another minor effect here of ITIL and PRINCE2. Until last year, 2021, the volume discounts that we were giving to our partners, training organizations, were on annual basis. So some partners, in order to get their targets, they buy the last month. This year, we moved it to 6 months periods. So this the June effect, we have a very strong June, and some of the June effect might have impacted a little bit negatively July and August. And of course, about everything, this year, what we see from our partners globally, that after the pandemic, people decided to take longer vacations for whatever reason. This includes a bit us as well. I mean, I took for the first time after many, many years, 3 weeks. So this might be another reason, especially in the education sector.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And just, you know, looking forward, do you have an indication for us in terms of what sort of underlying organic growth you would expect for ITIL PRINCE2? Because you mentioned, I mean, some of the variations this year was due to your pricing policy as well.
We are not allowed to discuss about future impact, but we can say that we remain optimistic about the growth of those products continuing in the coming years.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We currently have no more questions on the line. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no questions on the line. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no further questions on the line.
Okay. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining this conference. And although it's a bit early, approaching the year, season's greetings. and a happy new year to all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect.